31 days, 31 podcasts. Prepare yourself for helpful snowman pottering.
Wah, 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 wah. Hey, everybody. Welcome to October 6th, Potoween, our sixth episode. So far, I'd say so good. So far, so good. If I'm giving a progress report, which I guess I am, so far, so good. Today's topic, yokai, Japanese monsters. So, I read this book called Yokai Attack, the Japanese Monster Survival Guide. And it looks, you know, like this kind of fun, cheesy thing. And it talks about different Japanese monsters. Talks about, you know, where are you likely to encounter them? And what is likely to happen? And, you know, what is their size and whatever, which I would have loved as a kid. But, you know, what was really interesting is the more you read about it, the more you figure out this book is actually pretty well researched and kind of interesting. What made me decide, of course, to do it on this show is the Kappa, or Kappa. I'm not sure exactly how they'd say it. There's a pronunciation guide, though, so I would guess it's Kappa. So it's kind of this goblin-y thing, which lives in, like, lakes and streams and stuff, and it has a sort of dish-shaped indent on its head that fills with water. And if you can somehow trick it to drain that, then it, like, loses all of its power and stuff like that. Also, it has to take off its skin and sleep on land during the day. So if you take its skin, it's also, like, extremely weak. So if you can trick it to bow by bowing first, you know, it'll drain all its water. And then it's like, ah, shit. Or, you know, do it in the sunlight. But what's especially interesting about these is that one of their tactics is to remove a swimmer's intestines from below by punching a slimy hand through your butthole. The Kappa isn't after the entrails themselves, but rather a shirikodama, a mysterious organ said to be located in the colon. So basically, it'll shove its hand up your ass and try and pull out your colon, right? Also, there is a old print that seems to suggest that these creatures can be repelled by farts. So if you fart in their faces, they'll go away. So, I mean, obviously, you know, at that point I was like, well, we got to read about this, you know, and then maybe two later is the Wanudo. And, basically, so this is like a wagon wheel with a face in the middle, which is kind of a crazy, and it's also on fire. So it's got a human face in the center, and its outside is a wagon wheel, and it goes flying around. And it'll run down and rip people's limbs off. It's kind of its big thing, and leave their remains smoldering in the streets. And that looking at one of these is a mistake. In one famous urban legend involving the Wanudo, a woman who peeked out of her home to get a glimpse of the creature was spared death, but startled to see tiny human limbs dangling from its spokes. If you have the time to gaze upon me, tend to your own child, it is reported to have roared at her. When she did so, she discovered to her horror that her infant's legs had been reduced to bloody stumps. Pretty fucked up. You know, and there was like, but then, okay, so like the first one, the Kappa, right? Basically, that was designed. It's like, why would this fucked up thing, you know, why? There's a lot of why, right? But the reason it exists is to keep kids from screwing around in the river, right? Because you don't want your kid to drown. And, like, kids are not scared of that, but they are scared of, like, this thing's going to rip through your butthole. Or, like, there's a cat one, a Nikomata, which is, like, a two-tailed cat. And basically, it's, like, to get people to be like, hey, be nice to cats. Don't be a jerk, because otherwise this monster will come get you. This is one of my favorites, Konaki Jiji. Which is basically, it looks like an old man. It's like a tiny old man that impersonates a baby, right? And then it tries to trick you to pick it up. And when you pick it up, and it lives often in like a pumpkin patch or something. But once picked up by a kindly stranger, the quote-unquote baby, Konaki Gigi, cannot be set down. It begins increasing in weight, slowly at first, and then unbearably quickly, crushing the life out of the hapless individual who attempts to save it. So basically, it just like increases its mass and crushes you if you pick it up. So it's trying to trick you to pick it up, and then once you do, it fucks you over hard. Good shit. There was, let me see, I marked some pages in here of my favorites. One of my favorites was the Tenome. So this is like a guy who looks, if you've seen Pan's Labyrinth, and there's that creature who has its eyes outside of its head, you know, and picks them up and puts it in his hands. That's what this looks like. This kind of looks like a shriveled old man, like Popeye, let's say, but both eyes are popped. But then it's got its eyes in the palms of its hands, right? And it's a mostly harmless thing, because supposedly the legend is that this was a blind person who was killed on a road in between towns in Japan. And so it's looking for its, you know, murderers. But there's also a version of this called the Shirime, which stands for butt eye. So it's kind of the same thing, except instead of having its eyeballs in its hands, it has a single working eyeball in its anus. And so, according to the folklore, it surprises passersby by disrobing to reveal its eye, then pursuing them on all fours back end first. No fatalities have been reported from this yokai, though. That's the good news. But then, like, you're reading this book and it's talking about, you know, this monster with the eyes in his hands, and it's saying how, like, oh yeah, people who come to Japan are surprised at, like, the roads and railways and stuff, but it's because that's how the country developed. Like, even in old times, there were roads that went everywhere, right? Pretty good shit. There's all kinds of stuff in here. Oh, there's one that usually shows up in the girls' bathroom. It's like a seemingly normal little girl, and then it haunts kids in the restroom. It's kind of like a Bloody Mary type thing. Like, you'll call out and say, are you in here? And then it'll say, yes, you know it is. And then it'll, I don't know, scare the shit out of you. If it's present, it will respond. But yeah, I like that. That's in a bathroom. That's very helpful, Snowman-y. I also, though, so like I was reading these and I was like, oh my god, these are so metal. Like, there's a fucking skeleton that's made out of a bunch of skeletons. And this wagon wheel that's on fire that'll cut your baby's legs off, you know, all this shit. And the skeleton made out of skeletons is pretty awesome. It is a giant skeleton. And then there was this one, the Tsuchigomo, or Tsuchigumo. It's a giant spider. I mean, we're talking about like a 10-ton spider for real. But this is an interesting story. So it's where the Tsuchigumo come from. Long, long ago, Japan was a hodgepodge of various tribes and villages. Sometime around the 5th or the 6th century AD, a single group emerged as the dominant force in the country, the Yamato people, whose increasingly powerful emperor began to conquer his rivals and unify the country. His armies waged war against those who refused to pledge allegiance, killing or chasing them from areas that the Yamato Empire controlled. There were many such refugees who scattered throughout the Japanese islands, seeking the isolation they needed to preserve their own cultures. The Yamato people coined the derogatory term Tsuchigumo, ground spiders, to portray these rebel tribes as savage cave dwellers too primitive to submit to civilized authority. The word is a catch-all covering everything from different ethnic groups to those who simply resisted Yamato cultural imperialism, but they were probably less like barbarians and more like political refugees who simply wanted to live their lives in peace. Alas, it wasn't to be. These pockets represented a thorn in the side of any emperor or warlord who wanted to claim that they ruled everything under the rising sun. And so, for a time, ventures to wipe out one or another Tsuchigumo enclave became the standard feather in any would-be Yamato hero's cap. Over the years, the combination of the gruesome-sounding ground spider nickname and the ferocity with which some tribes attempted to defend themselves from imperial crusaders gave rise to many legends about the Tsuchigumo. Chief among them was what they had mutated into giant insects and spiders over the centuries, laying traps for any who dared to invade their territories. These creatures are often referred to as Yokai Tsuchigumo to distinguish them from the actual tribes. Although Tsuchigumo settlements persisted for centuries in the deep countryside, Yamato emperors and warlords eventually succeeded in subjugating and assimilating them into mainstream Japanese culture. Today, hazy tales of Yokai Tsuchigumo are essentially all that remain of these outlaw tribes. These visual caricatures are essentially political cartoons created by the winners of history. So there you go. Isn't that a neat little piece of Japanese history? It's like, oh, it turns out that this thing is not just a, you know, berserk crazed monster. It's like how the monster developed. And so, like, reading this book, you find out about the monsters, and you find out how Japanese culture developed, and I don't know where it all came from and stuff. It's pretty fascinating. You know, sometimes, by looking at our monsters, we can see ourselves. But then there's also Tanuki, which is like a raccoon thing, which is a trickster that'll steal your money and put leaves in your pocket instead, and also has a giant, enormous ball sack. Like, seriously, it'll use its ball sack as like a weapon, or like, you know, it'll use its balls as like a raincoat or a drum or a weapon, and even as a disguise to impersonate other creatures. Some accounts claim that their ball stacks can be extended into a sheet some 8 tatami mats in size, which is more than 130 square feet. There's a famous children's rhyme that goes, "The tanuki's testicles swing, swing, even without any breeze." So, you know, there's some amazing shit. And then there's also a raccoon with enormous balls, just to kind of round things out. And that's Yokai. We'll see Yo tomorrow. Huh? 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 Seriously. That was a 10.